stories of suspense.
In you go.
All right, okay. Take it easy, huh?
Thanks for delivering him, Sergeant.
Will that be all, Captain?
Yeah, wait outside.
Right.
Well, Tony, how are you?
How am I? I was all right till a little while ago. Look, I wish you'd tell your boys not to rough me up so much.
Well, we had to make it look good.
Look, Captain, I don't mind a little bit of realism, but those boys of yours were slugging me around like they meant it.
They did. And don't forget, I'm the only one who knows you're a stool pigeon.
Don't say that word.
Oh, don't worry. Nobody else is going to hear it, Tony. Not while you play ball with me.
Why do you always have to say that, huh? Ain't I been playing ball with you for the last 10 years?
And you've always been well paid for it.
Well, a guy's got to live.
Sure. And I'd like you to keep right on living, Tony.
What do you mean by that, huh?
Tony, there comes a time in every man's life when he faces a crisis.
You know something? I don't like the way you're looking at me, Captain. In fact, I don't like anything about this deal. 2 weeks ago, you told me to go to the Pink Rose Saloon. You told me to go there every day and have 6 or 7 drinks and keep on my lips buttons. You gave me no reason at all. Well, I kept going there every day, wondering what's on your mind. Then today, those two apes of yours walk into the place. One grabs me by the shirt, and the other one chops me behind the ear. Where you been, the one says. We've been looking for you, Tony Marcello. Then the other chops me a few more times and they drag me out and bring me here.
Sadie Lawson was watching, wasn't she?
Sure. She was serving up drinks behind the bar. One momento. What's this Sadie Lawson got to do with this, huh?
Sadie's the key to the whole situation, Tony.
Key? What a situation. What key? What is this?
Now, Tony, you don't think I let you stay in that saloon for 2 weeks just so you could have some free drinks, do you? The police of 6 states are looking for him. I'd like very much to get him, Tony.
Well, where do I come into this?
Well, if Sadie Lawson is hiding him, you're going to help me get him.
You crazy? You want me to put the finger on Burton?
Yeah.
My life wouldn't be worth a nickel. The whole underworld would dive at me like a pack of wolves. They'd tear me apart. Look, take it easy on the guy, will you, Captain? Ordinary information, sure, I get it for you, and we're both very happy. But
I'll never be happy again, Tony, till I've got Leo Burton on a slab.
Now, look, Captain, look...
If you don't help me, I'm going to be mad. So mad that I'll say something loud enough for the underworld to hear. Do you know what I'll say? I'll say, Tony Marcello is my stool pigeon.
No, please, Captain.
Yeah, Tony, yeah. Then I sit back and do nothing. And when they bring in what's left of you, I say, tut, tut, too bad. Tony was a valuable man. So what'll it be, huh?
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Information Agent.
Either way, I lose.
Not necessarily.
Look, down in my end of town, Leo Burton is a very highly respected citizen. To most people there, he's a hero.
He's a cop killer. He's killed 5 so far.
Well, maybe that's why he's such a hero. Look, if I put the finger on him, certain people wouldn't rest till I wasn't breathing anymore.
You wouldn't have to worry about those people, Tony. You'd be far away.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. I'd have to keep moving, all right. I'd have to hide out for the rest of my life.
Well, you could do it. With $78,000.
$78,000? You expect me to believe that there could be a payoff like that?
The state's put up a reward for Leo Burton, dead or alive. So is the city, plus 2 newspapers and 3 of the banks Burton robbed. On top of that, 4 private citizens have offered rewards. They add up to $78,000.
But there'd be a split.
We wouldn't come in for our usual reward split. You set up Leo Burton for us, and all the rewards are yours. Paid on the nail. You'd get police protection till you were on your trip. How does that sound, Tony?
What, What kind of guarantee do I get about this reward?
Have I ever let you down yet?
No, but 78 grand, that's a lot of dough.
We want Leo Burton more than we want 78,000. We want him more than we ever wanted anything. And you're going to help us get him, aren't you, Tony?
Well, I...
Aren't you? Aren't you?
What's the matter? My neck, dog!
Aren't you?
Sure, sure. Sure, Captain. Hey, sure. I'm going to help you. What's the matter?
Oh, that's fine. That's good.
Well, how do we go about it, huh?
You work on Sadie Lawson, but you got to work carefully. You see, Sadie Lawson figures you're a big-time operator, a smuggler. You're supposed to bring in stuff from Cuba.
How does she know that?
One of my boys is telling her right now.
Nice apartment you got here, Sadie.
Look, officer, you didn't ask me back here so you could admire the interior decoration. What do you want?
Okay, I'll get to the point. The point is Tony Marcello.
And who's he?
You know who he is. He was dragged out of your barroom only 40 minutes ago.
Oh, him.
What was he doing here?
Drinking.
Don't go dumb on me, Sadie.
That's the truth. He was drinking.
When he talked, what did he talk about?
Well, once it was the weather. Once he wanted to know if I thought the Brooklyn Dodgers had a chance to win the pennant.
He's just a casual drinker in the joint, eh?
That's all.
And you don't know anything about him?
Nothing.
You don't know that he makes his living by smuggling stuff in from Cuba? Rum, dresses, jewelry?
That's news to me.
Sadie, listen to this and listen carefully. We've been trying to get information on Tony Marcello for a long time. We're willing to pay for evidence.
Oh, how can you sell evidence you haven't got? Tony Marcello started coming in here about 2 weeks ago. He pays for his drinks. And he minds his own business. That's all I know about him.
You sure of that, Sadie?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take your word for it. But here's a tip. If Tony Marcello offers you some kind of a proposition, like selling you hot rum, for instance, play along with him and get in touch with us right away.
I'll do that, officer. You know me. I like to keep my nose clean. I run a respectable saloon.
Yeah, keep it like that. So long, Sadie.
Cop. Lousy cop. Hello there.
Hello, Sadie.
Oh, what'll it be? Same as usual?
Sure, kid.
Oh, there you are.
Here.
Oh, no, no, it's all right. This one's on the house.
Oh, thanks. Here's luck.
Happy days. have another one on the house.
Hey, this is Christmas or something?
It's compensation for that mauling you got yesterday.
Ah, those cops.
Yeah. What was it all about?
Oh, they made a mistake, that's all.
They thought you were somebody else?
Something like that, yeah.
Pretty close-mouthed, aren't you?
Well, you don't want to hear my troubles?
Oh, I'm a good listener, Tony, a very good one.
There's nothing to talk about.
How do you make your living?
I buy and sell.
What?
Different things.
You do it legally?
You know, this is good rye. That was a nice game the Dodgers won yesterday, wasn't it?
You know, you're a second cousin to a clam, Tony. Say, tell me, why did you come into the saloon in the first place?
Well, it looked like the kind of a joint where people wouldn't go asking you too many questions. Don't make me change my mind about that, eh, Sadie?
You know, Tony, I like you.
Captain Sanders speaking.
It's T.M. here.
How are you going, T.M.?
Well, I'm still putting on that act like you said.
Fine.
But I'm not getting anywhere. She pumps me, so I change the subject. So what?
Just keep it up. If the whisper we heard is true, we'll get results.
Okay, Captain. It's your dough I'm spending.
Phone me same time tomorrow.
Okay.
And don't forget what to do if you make contact with L.B.
I won't forget.
So long.
So long.
Oh, hello there. How are you today, Tony?
I'm pretty good, Sid.
Same as usual?
Sure, Keith. Thanks.
Why don't you try rum for a change, Tony?
I don't like rum.
That's funny.
Why is it funny?
Well, you handle a lot of rum, don't you?
I think you got the wrong guy, Sadie.
I was told that you smuggle in rum from Cuba.
Who told you that?
Oh, a cop. He wanted to know if I was doing business with you.
You know, maybe I ought to stop coming into this place, Sadie. The conversation, she's getting a little too personal.
Sorry, Tony. It won't happen again. I know all I want to know.
Un momento, coming.
Hi.
Who are you?
They call me the Sparrow. You're Tony Marcello, ain't you?
Suppose I am.
You are.
What do you want?
Well, it's like this.
Hey, what?
Easy, this cannon won't go off if you just watch yourself.
This is a stick-up?
No. Turn around, Marcello.
Now, look, wait a minute.
Don't worry. I won't be putting a slug in you. I just want to make sure you ain't carrying a rod, so turn around. Yeah, stay like that. Okay, you're clean.
What's the idea of all this, huh?
I'm making a delivery, Marcello. You're the package. So behave yourself. I wouldn't like it for the package to get damaged.
In just a moment, we return to our story, Information Agent.
Hey, where are you taking me, Sparrow?
We're almost there.
We want to talk.
May, how unsafe would you were.
Look, if you're supposed to spill me into the water, well, there's been a mistake. I never crossed anybody in my life.
That's a good reputation. You have to keep it like that.
Well, will you tell me what this is all about?
You're going to find out very soon, Marcello. We've arrived. Stop here.
It's an old warehouse.
No. It's me, Sparrow. I got the package.
Inside. Fast.
Hey, Sadie, what are you...
Inside.
Sadie, what goes on?
It's all right, Tony. There's nothing to worry about.
Well, if it's all right, why does this guy keep jabbing me with the gun?
To get you here without you asking too many questions.
Did you get rough, Sparrow?
I never touched him hard, did I, Marcello? Not did I?
Oh, I don't know about that. I came pretty close to grabbing for the gun.
Oh, that would have been a mistake, a bad mistake.
A mistake for you, Sparrow. Your job is to bring him here.
Well, I brought him here, didn't I? He's here, ain't he?
Stay by the door.
Sure, Sadie.
Come on, Tony. This way.
Look, Sadie, where are you taking me, huh?
Just to this door. It's Sadie. Everything's all right.
Come in. So this is him, huh? Don't look like much.
Maybe that's why he's so successful.
Who's he?
I'll come into the light so you can see me better. Recognize me?
Leo Burton?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You should, Tony.
Yeah. You're a smuggler, ain't you? Come on, you don't have to be afraid to admit it to me. I ain't exactly in love with the cops either, you know.
Okay, I'm a smuggler.
You bring things into the country. What's to stop you from taking something out?
Like you, Leo?
Yeah.
You're pretty hot.
Everything you handle's hot.
There's a lot of money in it for you, Tony.
Let me talk to him. Why the thoughtful look, Tony, huh?
Well, cops all over the city are on the lookout for you.
That scares you? That makes you think twice about helping me?
Oh, I don't have to think twice about helping you, Leo. If anyone can beat the cops like you, well, he's got to my help without asking.
You said exactly the right thing, buddy. I was beginning to think that Sadie had picked the wrong boyo.
I knew he was the right one, Leo. I told you about the cops.
Yeah. Well, Tony, come on, do some talking.
Talking? Yeah, sure. Okay. Look, if I get you to Cuba, I can hide you out there for a couple of months. You'll be nice and comfortable, plenty to eat and drink and lots of entertainment.
That sounds real good. But what happens after a couple of months, huh?
Well, by then, we could give the cops some phony leads. Tips that say you're around Chicago, maybe. Then, while they're looking around there, I can arrange for a cargo plane to take you to South America.
This guy's an expert. Phony leads for the cops already. I like that.
That's nice. As a matter of fact, I've been decoying cops for 10 years. For instance, like the last 3 shipments of stuff I brought in from Cuba. I let the cops have a tip about a certain boat. They watch it and wait till it's 5 miles off the coast, then they chase it. And while the chase is going on, 3 other boats come in with my merchandise.
What happens to the boat the cops chase?
Yeah, when they stop it, they find nothing. Nothing at all.
No wonder the cops belt you around.
Yeah, and how they'd love to get their hands on you.
They won't. Ever.
Of course they won't. Sure, I know. I'll be seeing that they don't. It'll be my way of getting back at them for the belting they gave me.
You'll be getting more than that kind of satisfaction, Tony. I got a lot of dough salted away. 20 grand is yours. 10 grand for getting me to Cuba. The other 10 grand before I start for South America. Expenses will be all extra.
Oh, Leo, that's a pretty good deal.
I take care of people who help me. I also take care of people who double-cross me.
You don't have to worry about that.
I always worry about it. That's why I keep the sparrow around. How long is it going to take you to make the arrangements for this trip?
Well, it's hard to say.
About how long?
A few days, maybe. If I'm lucky, a lot sooner.
Uh-huh. Okay, Tony. You can go now and see about the arrangement.
Sure. How will I contact you?
Well, the Sparrow will see to that.
Sparrow?
Yeah. You see, he's a clean skin. He ain't never had any trouble with the cops yet. So he'll be with you while you make the arrangements. He'll be with you every minute.
We'll be back in a moment to Peril and our story, Information Agent.
Why do we stay here in the saloon, huh?
I told you, Sparrow, this is where I arranged to make my next contact.
I never saw you make any contacts here in my place before, Tony.
Of course you didn't, Sadie. I make them all over the city, a different place each time.
We've been sitting here for 9 hours.
My man will come, don't you worry.
Does he look like this man of yours?
Well, he's...
Don't you even know what he looks like?
He's a tall, thin guy, got a hook nose.
Cop coming in.
Take my gun and hide it, Sadie.
Yeah. Sparrow, make pretend like you don't know me, huh?
Right.
Hello, Marcelo.
Hiya, Kruger.
Looks like Marcelo is one of your best customers, Sadie.
Yeah, started.
I like the air in here. At least I did until just now.
You're going to like the air even less where I'm taking you, Marcelo, to headquarters.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You got nothing on me.
The captain wants to talk to you about a new brand of rum on the market.
I told him the other day that I didn't know anything about it.
Come on, Greaseball. The captain's waiting.
My lawyer's going to hear about these issues.
You can tell the Supreme Court if you like, but the captain still wants to see you.
I'll be back, Steady.
Don't be too sure of that. Come on.
Boy, a Am I glad you pulled me in, Captain? Wow.
Yeah, I figured something was wrong when you didn't phone in. What happened?
What happened? I met Leo Burton. That's what happened.
Leo? Where?
I was taken to the docks by a guy named the Sparrows. Sadie arranged it.
Yeah?
Burton is holed up in the warehouse. You could raid that warehouse and get him.
No, he wouldn't use the same hole twice. We can't take a chance on it. We'll have to put him on the spot for us.
I don't like it, Captain.
Remember that 78,000? And remember that I can still whisper his stool pigeon?
But Burton, he sent a guy with me. He was in the bar when Kruger pulled me in. The guy who calls himself the Sparrow.
Do you figure they think you might be pulling a fast one?
Well, maybe. You see, I was in a spot. All I could do was sit in the saloon and wait for you to make a move. And Sparrow, this Sparrow, he kept asking me about my contact for getting Leo Burton out of the country. Finally, I had to describe him.
How'd you describe him?
I said my contact was a tall, thin guy with a hook nose. I said I was supposed to see him at the saloon.
Fine, we can supply a guy of that description. We'll send him to the saloon right now. You can go later with the whole thing lined up. But, we'll have to make it look as though you've been smacked around a little, Tony. Just for realism.
Now, wait a minute, Captain!
Sorry. Look, just a couple more, Tony.
No, quit! Ah!
Sparrow. Sparrow at the end of the bar. Sure, he must be Tony's contact man.
Yeah, he's like Marcello described, all right.
Well, we ought to say something to him. Tell him Tony was pulled in by the cops.
No, we wait a while.
Hey, here's Tony now. Oh, look at that eye of his.
Yeah.
Hello, Tony.
Hello.
What happened to your face?
There was a slight disagreement with the law. But I'll be getting back at them very soon. Because there's my contact man at the end of the bar. We'll have Leo out of the country in 6 hours. Okay. Pull up here.
Pull up, Sparrow.
Yeah.
What next, Tony?
All you have to do is walk across the road and stand underneath the street light.
Then?
The captain of the boat that's taking you to Cuba will come along. He'll be looking for a guy in a black coat with his hat pulled over his eyes. That'll be you.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's almost time now. You'd better put on the coat and go over.
That must be the car, eh, Kevin?
Yeah, Kruger. 3 men on. According to my plan, Leo Burton will get out. I'll give orders for our men to fire while he's walking across the street.
What about Tony Marcello in the car? That guy with him, if he gets the car away...
The roadblock will stop the car, and Tony will still collect his reward. All we want is Leo Burton.
Yeah.
On your toes. Somebody's getting out of the car.
Black coat. Hat pulled over his eyes.
That's our man. Here he comes.
He's running.
Let him hurt!
No!
Guy in the car getting away.
He won't get far. The roadblock will stop him. All right, man. You can put the guns away now. Come on, Kruger. Let's go over and have a look at Leo Burton.
Yeah.
Now, that's the roadblock stopping the car.
This guy's still alive.
Turn him over on his back.
Yeah.
Hey!
He made me get up. So, this is my payoff.
Tony Marcello.
Looks like the boys on the roadblock collect that reward, Captain.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, Information Agent.